W1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The White House is set to announce what it says will be tough new sanctions against Russia 2 years after the invasion of Ukraine and a week after the death of top Putin critic Alexei Navalny. Former President Trump's legal team filing a last-minute appeal with a Florida judge trying to get the classified documents case against him thrown out. For the first time in half a century, the U.S. is back on the moon.
The mission has not been without some complications. A problem with a laser navigation system necessitated an extra lap around the moon before the Intuitive Machines lander touched down. Finally, Mission Director Tim Crane confirmed,
"Our equipment is on the surface of the moon, and we are transmitting."
The first images from the surface should make it back to Earth later today. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Classes at the University of Georgia are canceled today after a nursing student was found dead on campus. She went missing after a morning jog. Her body was found near an athletic field. No one right now is in custody. This is ABC News. More medical facilities in Alabama are now pausing IVF procedures in the wake of the state Supreme Court ruling that frozen embryos are babies.
Two bills are now being introduced in the Alabama State House, one that would protect in vitro fertilization and another that would put the court's ruling on hold.
That's ABC's Perry Russum. Day two of the first trial after the deadly Rust movie set shooting in New Mexico.
During opening statements Thursday, prosecutor Jason Lewis said his witnesses will prove armorer Hannah Gutierrez Reed's actions led to Hutchins' death.
You will hear testimony that she routinely left guns and ammunition lying around the set unattended.
Gutierrez Reed's attorney Jason Bowles argued that his client is a scapegoat because she's an easy target.
She's the least powerful person on that set.
He says producers, including Alec Baldwin, bear way more responsibility than Gutierrez Reed.
That's ABC's Jason Nathanson. And a high-priced car heist in Waukesha, Wisconsin. Thieves drove one car through a wall at a Jaguar dealership, then made off with nine more. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Festival Foods and Diamonds and Gold present Let Me Be Frank Silver Jubilee Season at the Meyer Theater. And our first show of the year is Two and a Half Belgians, Friday, February 2nd through February 24th. Join me, Two and a Half, and my other brothers, 1 through 5, as we work at the Frosty Tip in Dyceville and cruise for Illinois babes in Fish Creek. It's the late 60s. Herky and Mabel are the proprietors of the Frosty Tip. Two and a Half Belgians runs Friday, February 2nd through Saturday, February 24th. For tickets, go to MeyerTheater.org or call 920-494-3401.
What's on your to-do list? Check your mail? Get groceries? How about getting your annual vaccines? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
Yes, you do. Because we've got you. With local vaccine events and access to transportation, protecting yourself and your loved ones is not a chore anymore.
You've got this.
A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging. Funded by the U.S. Administration for Community Living through a grant to U.S. Aging. Learn more at yougotthis.usaging.org.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
4 Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The leader of the Forest County Potawatomi is calling on Wisconsin lawmakers and other state leaders to find bipartisan solutions to problems like human trafficking and affordable housing. James Crawford gave Thursday's annual State of the Tribe speech. He also thanked lawmakers for working to increase Medicaid reimbursements for tribes and legislation to boost affordable housing. Wisconsin farmers boosted conservation efforts between 2017 and 2022. That's according to the latest USDA agriculture census.
In so many ways, it is about access to programs within USDA or information, making sure that we can use all of those avenues to drive adoption in the way that we know there is demand for.
Mike Lavenders with the National Sustainable Agriculture Coalition. I'm Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News.
Gary Sanchez joins the Brewers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Former Yankee Gary Sanchez has arrived nearly 3 weeks after it was first reported he'd been signed by the Brewers. It turns out he injured his right wrist during off-season workouts, something detected during his physical. Sanchez spoke through an interpreter.
No, yeah, it was a process that was, you know, more or less long, but, you know, had a little something in the hand. But here now, and with plenty of time, get to know the players, get to know the coaches, and happy to be here.
Sanchez says he should be ready to play catcher and DH in a couple of weeks. NBA, Bucks against the Timberwolves tonight in Minneapolis. No Chris Middleton, still out with an ankle injury. NFL, the Packers introduced their new defensive coordinator, Jeff Hafley. I asked Matt LaFleur what he wants to see from the defense after dismissing Joe Barry.
I want us to be fast and physical and attack the ball and be able to go out there and generate takeaways.
That's Matt LaFleur with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Mostly cloudy with a few flurries or scattered snow showers this morning, then mostly cloudy here through the afternoon. It's going to be a lot colder today, too, with a high of 32. The wind will be north at 10 to 20. Tonight, clear, low of 12. Tomorrow, sunny, 35. 47 Sunday. We're back into the 50s by Monday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 32.
Hey, everybody, it's Todd Allball. Friday, noon to 3, we have Brady Ewing on talking sports and also more live from Hayward at the Birkenbeiner right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Yeah! It is Friday. It is 34 degrees in Oshkosh. 33 in Apton, 33 in Green Bay already. It's going to be a beautiful day. It's going to be a beautiful weekend.
But,
well, kind of beautiful weekend.
No, it's going to
be a beautiful day. It's going to be a cold weekend, but it's going to be a nice day today.
We have nothing to complain about.
Okay. It's banana bread day. I love banana bread. How can you not love banana bread,
Jim? Didn't they always use the old bananas for that?
It doesn't matter, Jim.
Are you a banana snob? Is that what you're saying?
It seems like it, right?
I just remember... Yeah, I don't know. Banana bread? No.
Really?
I mean, I could live on it.
Banana bread.
Oh, my God. No.
I could live on it.
And they put walnuts in there, too?
Yes.
Yeah.
Could live on it.
No.
Hot banana bread, you pull it out, and you got the butter that melts. Yeah. Todd, back me up on
come
this.
Come on. There's nothing better,
there's
right?
There's nothing better.
Oh, come on.
There's nothing better than warm banana bread.
You know what I learned when we talk about food and things that we like?
Yeah.
Music, movies. John and I are in one camp.
Yes.
And then there's Jim, who just never had saltines and
yes!
peanut butter, you know?
Yes. Thank you.
I have.
It's the Todd and John show.
It's all right. I'm going to have the Mayor and Kyle show pretty soon,
well,
too.
That's
we're
just
working
fine.
On that, so.
It's also Tootsie Roll Day. Yeah, never been a Tootsie Roll fan.
Oh, I like those.
Do you?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Tennis Day?
Yeah. Day to celebrate tennis.
You a tennis player?
No.
You a tennis player, Todd?
No.
I am.
Are you?
Yeah.
I don't believe that.
I am a tennis player.
You and your little white shorts out there. I don't see. I can't see it.
I am a tennis player. By God,
okay,
I'm a tennis player.
How long have we been on since June 26th?
Yeah.
This is the first time. And you
this is the
have
only,
a high opinion of yourself.
Time,
and you talk about I did this in football. I won this award in Nugani. I was actor of the year. I was spelling bee champion. This is the first time you've mentioned tennis.
I've never said I was spelling bee champion.
Okay. Well,
I'm a terrible speller.
Okay. You played tennis? Did you play in high school?
No.
Oh, you just like would go out with your friend and hit
yeah.
the ball on the street. Okay, well that's not.
Tennis. I still do. Julie and I play tennis.
Oh, that's good. Okay, I did. I okay. I'm
with an artificial hip.
That is true.
So can you imagine what I was like before the artificial hip?
Just Jimmy Connors.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or Martina Navratilova, depending on how you
that's
look at it.
Okay,
I don't know.
What kind of hip you got?
Wow. Yes, I am a tennis player.
Oh, I don't know. Okay. All right. I would say, look.
I played that court in Manitowoc. There's like a, it's like a, I don't know what the name of it is, but there's like a clubhouse there where people have a clubhouse. It's a real nice park.
Is there a pool?
No.
That outdoor?
No.
Okay. I was thinking of the one on.
No. 18. Not like a country club, Jim.
No. Yeah. It's okay.
But yeah. I'm a tennis player.
That's all right. We've made that clear. All right. Let's move on.
All right. You know what I said? You know what's so funny? Says, okay, so what's the first thing I had here this morning? I mean, for my little soda thing, my blackjack gum.
Yes.
Doesn't that bring back, I don't know where I found it, But I love Blackjack and Beecher. Is it Beechnut? Beechnut gum.
Yeah.
Because it brings back so many memories. It just brings you in a time warp back to my dad coming home from bowling. And he'd always buy a pack of Beechnut or Blackjack gum. And when I found that the other day, oh, it doesn't have the flavor doesn't last very long anymore. Mm. But it is still, it brings back such memories when you have Blackjack gum.
It's incredible what smells.
Yes. How what music, that brings back.
What that brings back to a time. And when you walked in this morning smelling like Blackjack gum, I said that to you. I said, that reminds me of my dad.
Yes.
He always had that black licorice in the car.
Yes.
He liked that stuff.
Me too.
So I haven't had that in 30 years.
But I offered you a piece.
You did.
Have it.
Yeah, no.
Why don't you have one piece?
Because I don't really like the smell of, I don't know, I just
how
don't
can
think
not like
it.
The smell of black licorice?
I think it's pretty easy not to like that. I like red licorice, but not, no.
Okay. Right. So anyway, we got a lot going on today. Today is a commemorative day.
It is.
One of the most, how do I put this?
Iconic?
Photos? Iconic days. Perfect. Iconic's a good word. One of the most iconic days in military history in the United States.
Associated Press took that picture. Did you know
yes,
that?
Yes, Rosenthal.
Yeah.
And he took a lot of heat for it because people thought he had it staged.
Mm-hmm.
And he did not. So today was the day of the flag raising on the Battle of Iwo Jima. A lot of people think that signified the end of the battle, and it wasn't at all. It went on for a long time after that. That was just one small part. But we've got a young lady coming in whose grandpa was there to talk about, and he's talked to her about it a bunch. And I've also got some excerpts from an interview I did that was in one of my books. I think it's The Pacific. One of the guys will read some of the things that he said about that day. But Iwo Jima was just, it was a bloodbath. It was terrible. It was horrible. It was one of the toughest battles we've ever fought in American history. And we lost so many troops there. It's incredible. One of the guys, an interesting story, interviewed, and I'll read the little excerpt here. One of the guys was from Escanaba, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And he was the forefront of what would now be Navy SEALs.
Wow.
Okay, he was a scuba, these come frogmen,
mm-hmm.
All right? And I'll even read a little thing then. His job was to go on ahead and try to get rid of some of the defenses and the booby traps and things like that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And what they did is, so that they'd blend in, is they didn't wear regular dungarees. They had to, like, go in the little rubber rafts and then go through the surf and everything. They took long underwear and they dyed them dark blue. And that's what they had
really?
For their uniforms for when they went on there. And he said, and I'll read the thing there. He says,
wow.
He said, you would be amazed. Here comes these Marines storming the beach, and they're looking down. Here's these guys laying there in long underwear, blue long underwear. Like, who in the hell are you guys?
Right.
Yeah. But I've had several friends, Bernie Neville from Green Bay, and Bob Young is one of the gentlemen from Green Bay here that we're going to be, I'm going to read some of his excerpts. But Beth Parker is coming in just a little bit. She's going to talk about what her grandpa told her about being on Iwo Jima. But what an iconic day it is.
Right. 1945, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
in military
wow.
history. Yes. So Beth Parker will be here in a little bit, and really looking forward to that.
Cool. And then?
Yeah. And then Todd.
What?
Found something that you and I might put into play.
What?
Oh, yeah.
I got here early today.
No,
I haven't heard this.
Yeah, you did. We just talked about it. The buildings? The barrel buildings?
Oh, yeah. That's my story. I'm the one who brought that. You didn't bring that. You're taking credit for something. In our development in New Ghana.
Yes. Todd brought that in, didn't you, Todd?
Oh, no, he brought the barrels in.
Okay.
I was talking about the silos.
Oh, the silos. Okay.
Silos.
Yeah.
The silos aren't going to work. The barrels, because, no, the silos aren't going to work because we're going to have too much snow and ice on there. The barrels, it's just going to come off.
That's a good point.
It is. It's either going to be. So we're building this. We're going to buy this development up in New
Ghana.
I saw those. It's almost like, you know, like
no,
you got to learn how to play banjo to live
it
in
looks
a place
a little,
like that.
It looks a little whimsical or something, too, doesn't it, though?
Yeah.
I agree with you on that, Todd.
It's a little odd.
I agree with you on that. I agree. Because basically it just looks like big wine barrels.
No, but we're going to put we're going to put skylights in. Nah. They're going to look a little nicer than that.
No,
but we're not going to have. The beauty of living in this off the grid, you know, development is you're not going to feel like the Joneses. You're not going to be. We're all going to have golf carts. We're all going to have the same.
I thought we said ATVs.
I don't know. I don't remember that.
I think we need ATVs up there. I mean, you got snow 9 months out of the year.
That's true.
I mean,
Jim will have
that.
his golf cart.
Yeah,
and he'll be
the mayor. The mayor's golf cart.
he'll stuck in a snowdrift.
Yeah,
you know, just sitting there.
I'm gonna get the six.
You know what's funny?
Seats.
You know what movie I was watching the other night? One of the all time great movies in Hollywood history. The Best Years of Our Life. Remember that?
No.
About the guys that all came home from World War II. And the one guy lost both his hands. He had hooks for hands, and he actually won an Oscar for it, for his performance. Only acting role of his life.
Edward Scissorhands?
Oh, my God.
And I saw that.
Nope. And then it was also, what's his name? I think it was Frederick March and Dana. Oh, Todd, can you look that up real quick?
Harvey.
What you need?
Best Years of Our Life. 1947, I believe. It's a phenomenal movie. Just phenomenal. But anyway.
46, by the way.
46. Yep.
What's year after the rising of the...
Yeah. Can I get to my point?
Okay, good. Okay. Quickly.
So here's the deal. So the guy is at this Air Force base, and it's a boneyard, okay, of, you know, all the old B-17s, B-25s.
So it's a junkyard. It's not a boneyard.
They call it a boneyard. Okay. Well, that's what it's called. There's a big one in Arizona. They call it a boneyard, where they bring all the old planes they're not going to use anymore.
Huh.
Okay? So anyway, they were, like, taking them apart. And the guy's looking for a job. He says, hey, you need somebody. What are you doing? You know, it's a shame. These are all going to scrap. And he says, no, we're using them to build a thing called prefab houses.
Well,
so they actually built all kinds of houses after World War II from old bombers. So it's almost the same conception that we have here. And, you know, I did a story. I got a good friend here. And you know about this. Right up here by Bellin Hospital, there's an all-metal house.
Okay. Yeah, so we talked to that guy, I think.
Yeah, that's Knob's brother. Yeah, he's big time.
So I
was in there, and it's everything is metal in this house.
We could use for our, the material cost then is like
it's Norb. You know Reverend Norb?
Yes,
Reverend Norb is a big time guy. He was a huge, one of the early punk rocker guys around town.
Right. What we could do is.
And has a phenomenal baseball card collection.
He did mention that.
Yeah, phenomenal.
In our development. And we want to keep the cost down, but those barrels are interesting. We could use train cars.
How are you gonna get the train cars there, Jim?
No, that's very easy.
How are you gonna transport a train car?
The same way they do now. We're just gonna put them on a flatbed, and then we do them. We can weld them together, and that's very popular. It happens in other cities. And
no. You're thinking of storage sheds. Those storage units.
No. People live in train cars. Then they build homes, put glass in there, and. That's the
No, you're thinking
of
those
people.
Oh, my God.
Okay, we're going to a break. All right, 2 minutes. I will come back and have...
That's what they're talking about doing in the shipyard district. It's those big storage containers.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
You're talking train cars. How in the world would you get a train car?
Well, it's the same thing.
No, it's not.
Okay, you're right. It's the storage container that comes over that... Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. The storage... There's developments in this country.
Yes, that I agree with, but they're not train cars.
Why not?
How are you going to transport a train car? Do you know what a train car weighs?
No. Okay, if you are stopped by a train.
Yeah, which I was yesterday on my walk.
Okay, did you count the cars?
There weren't many. There's only like six.
Okay, those are the same cars I'm talking about that we would use for development.
How are we going to get up there, Jim? How are we going to get them up there?
Okay, and where are you going to buy them? Where are you going to buy them? Todd, get me out of this.
Where are you going to buy them?
Oh, they're free.
They're free. Okay. You find me one for free.
Okay, I will.
Okay, I will.
I want a break. I got 2 minutes to find one. All right, before you guys build anything.
Yeah, no, before you guys build anything, you need to make sure you start the town of Nugani. Pronounce it right. She's got G-A-U-N-E-E. It's knee, as in like kneecap, Nugani.
I got a better idea for the name because it's gonna. The development we're going to buy is in Nugani. But
Nugani.
Can't say it.
No, let's call it Nugummy.
Oh, my gosh. What?
You do want to get into the weed business up there, don't you?
Because that's what you
He's a capitalist all the way.
Unbelievable.
You know? Yeah. I am.
Wow.
I think, John, we talk about the private jet. Hey, did you see that they're cracking down on private jets, the IRS? Did you guys read that?
I did not.
Yeah.
That's one thing I'll never have to worry about.
You got to be careful. They are cracking down on private jets.
Okay. Hey, it's Mind of the Mariner Friday morning here in WGBW. Back right after this.
Got me so I can't sleep at night.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Most of us can agree we should have the freedom to make our own medical decisions. Politicians should have no role at all, but not California mega millionaire Eric Hovde. Hovde said, I am totally opposed to abortion, and I'm 100% pro-life. And he supported overturning Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights. Hovde's been supported by Wisconsin Right to Life, an extreme anti-abortion group that supports banning abortion, even in cases of rape and incest. and threatens doctors and nurses with criminal charges for providing abortion care. With views like that, Hovde could be a crucial vote in favor of a national abortion ban, letting politicians decide what's right for women. Call Eric Hovde at his California office at 714-730-4444. Tell him his position on abortion is dangerous for Wisconsin women. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Hey, welcome back. Bino the Mayor here at WGBW 97.9 FM, 98.3 FM, WISS, and of course the Civic Media app. Big day today, UW Green Bay. Boy, how about St. Norbert? You know what? I wonder if Gary's up. Did you hear about their game last night? Playoff game, tournament game.
Yeah.
You know, to advance, their season would be over if they lost. Triple overtime.
Oh, wow.
Triple overtime. St. Norbert got the win.
Oh, they won good.
Yeah.
All right.
Triple overtime.
Wow.
That's incredible.
That's awesome.
I've never done it. I did. I don't know how many basketball games in my lifetime. I've never done a triple overtime game.
Man, that's got to.
That's amazing. Yeah, going. So good for them. They move on to the next round and hope they make the NCAA tournament.
Is that here?
Their next game?
Yeah.
Or the tournament? I don't know, to be honest with you.
All right.
G-Man, if you're listening, give us a call.
Yeah.
I would think after a game like that, he's sleeping in, to be honest.
I would think so. Triple overtime?
Yeah. Yes. UWGB men and women both have a huge things going on.
Yeah.
Out at the Crest Center. We're going to the game tonight.
We are.
Both teams have a chance to take first place in the conference, which would be huge.
That's going to be fun tonight because I like, you know, I know you like the Rush Center, but that Crest Center is so much smaller and there's good energy in there. That's going to be a good time tonight.
Yeah, especially if it's filled. That'll be awesome.
I think it will
be. And it should be. I mean, the students are around and everything, and hope everybody goes out
there. And it's a big game.
Huge game.
They're playing so well. I think that's going to be fun.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to that.
Very much looking forward to that. So that's cool. This is a fun time of year. I actually love this time of year with high school tournaments. College basketball is winding down. I think this is a fun time of year. I love the March Madness aspect of everything. I love it. I think it's fantastic.
And your birthday.
And, well, these days, I don't think too much about that. You know, I just sit and wonder, how in the hell did I ever get here?
What happened?
Yes.
Got a note from Terry. He says, no, at Wisco Lutheran, Wisconsin Lutheran.
Oh, that's where the game is?
I think so.
Okay, that's the reason. Yeah, it's that. Okay, it's that on the road then.
Okay.
Did he go to the game last night? Terry, did you go to the game? I know he's a huge St. Norbert and Gary Gresh fan, but good for Gary. Gary is one of, you know, I've dealt with so many athletes in my lifetime. Gary would be one of the top five of guys, just as far as good guys.
Yeah.
Forget the athletic part, just good guys. Mm-hmm. He'd be like my top five of good guys. Yeah. So I just.
Says
I just
a lot really from you.
For me, yeah.
I mean, really, 40 years in the business. Yeah.
And yeah.
There's a lot of good guys, but the bad ones are like really bad. You know what I mean? Like, that's, of course, that's life. I guess that's everybody's like that. But anyway, yes, I would agree. That I don't know him well, but it's.
You'd love him. Great guy.
Yeah.
So anyway. But also, Mark Hewson's coming in today. Mark wants to talk about knee cartilage injuries. They're very prevalent this time of year with people. All of a sudden, winter's been whatever. Let's get out. Let's run around, do all kinds of things. And you know, it's amazing. We're talking with Cassie. Remember Cassie, who plays basketball for Green Bay?
Yes.
Great player. She's phenomenal. And her sister, who looks exactly like her. I ran into her one day here in the workout room. We're working out next to each other.
Right. What did you do? You saw her in there and went in to say hi, but okay, I'll continue the story. I don't believe you were working out. Okay, all right, I'm sorry. I'm back. Go ahead, John.
So anyway, she was a really great high school basketball player too, and she had like 7 knee surgeries or something. Just
really?
Yeah, there's so many.
That, at that age?
Yeah, I don't know why women, girls, their knees, they have so many bad. Ted Stefani, a good friend of mine who coached girls basketball forever and with the high school girls down in AAU and everything, you can't believe. And it's like, even like he said one time, it was before the game, they're in a layup drill and like a girl blew out her knee, just going, no touch, no nothing. And it's like, it's something that, Terry says, no, I had a coach at Kimberly, didn't go to the game. I'll be at the Crest tonight too. The Phoenix is rising.
Yeah.
Very cool. Excited about that.
Are we going?
So we're
going
to talk to Mark. But then Christy and Dennis Peters from the Glam Band coming in. Want to talk to Dennis about what he's doing with these young musicians, which I think is just phenomenal. Giving some young musicians a chance to perform at the Epic. Fantastic. Wonderful guy.
Yeah. And we talked yesterday a little bit. I think Tarl can help a little bit with that, too.
Yeah, that was great having him in here.
Just talking about even that breakfast or the cereal and
cartoons. Yeah, the brunch with the kids
and the
cartoons.
Brunch, yeah.
What a great idea.
That's a nice, and it's only, I mean, it's a small theater, so they wouldn't be intimidated. You know, play at the Epic or you play at the Meyer. You know, it's like, well, it's 1,000 people.
I think that's fantastic. What a great idea.
Yeah, so I think, and he seems really open to connecting with the community.
Yeah.
So I think if we could get some of these, don't call them garage bands anymore, but these youth bands.
Yeah, absolutely.
And have them play over at the Tarleton.
By the way, I was mentioning to him yesterday about when I was at the movie last week. Went and saw a movie that was, I thought it was going to be really good. It was Russell Crowe. It's a war movie. I can't think of the name of it, to be honest with you. But it was, like, so over the top. It's like, you know, give me a movie like Platoon or Full Metal Jacket or Saving Private Ryan or The Longest Day. Mm-hmm. You know, give me a good war movie where it's, like, kind of realistic. This was almost like, you know, Marvel Comics over the top. You know what I mean? Where it's...
Like, what do you mean? Is there too much drama? Or...
No, too much whiz-bang.
Oh?
Yeah.
I didn't see it.
What's the best war movie you've ever seen?
Saving Private Ryan was
great.
That's a great movie.
That's a great movie.
You know what I like?
Do you know what that did not get Picture of the Year? That did not win the Oscar for Picture of the Year.
Oh.
It's some really crappy movie that got Picture of the Year. Todd, what movie got Picture of the Year when Saving Private Ryan didn't win?
I'll check.
Thank you.
All right. And yeah, I'm not the movie guy. I went to a movie with my daughter and son.
Oh, but what I was getting at.
And it was terrible. I didn't want to win awards.
Okay. But anyway, what I was getting at is they're going to be showing classic movies on the big screen, like Casablanca. They're going to be showing. I've never seen Casablanca on a big screen. No. At Marcus Cinema.
Oh, really? They're doing that?
So wouldn't that be great to go see, like, Casablanca?
Oh, the
first Harry Potter. Not that I'm into Harry Potter, but if people, you know, because so many kids nowadays, obviously, you know, they had them renting the things, and now it's, you know, Netflix. Or whatever. But to see, like, a Casablanca on the big screen would be awesome.
It is. And you just, they say, you know, that all this, the movie, Netflix, everything was going to put these big, there's nothing like a big screen.
Nothing like it, man. And now and where
the
you
seats
can
are
sit
awesome.
Back.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to be honest with you.
You snored?
No.
Okay.
What? Brought stuff in.
Oh, no, you can't do that, man. That's how they make their money. Don't do that to them. Would you snuck in your snacks? Oh, my God.
Was it the last Emperor that year or not?
I don't know. I don't think so, because that was actually a pretty good movie, The Last Emperor. I can't think of what it was.
Mino the Critic. Okay, that's...
Was it Rain Man?
No, that was a good movie, too.
Rain Man was a great movie.
You remember the girl that played Tom Cruise's girlfriend, that Italian girl?
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, I kissed her. Remember her image? He said, what? You kissed her?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wet. Remember that?
Yeah, yeah.
She was in, you know what show she, oh my gosh, one of the greatest TV series I've ever seen in my life that's been on over the last, is Morning Show. Have you seen Morning Show? It is so good. Todd, have you seen Morning Show?
I have, yeah.
Oh, isn't that a great show?
Like, what is it?
It kind of shows you the behind the scenes of like TV morning shows and stuff like that.
Oh.
But it really, it also translates to what we've done all our lives, which is radio. There's a lot of that kind of stuff that goes on.
And Steve Carell is one of the main guys. And he gets caught stupra with this young girl that works there. You know what I mean? And then what's her name? Who I love from Friends. She just won an award the other day for that.
Yep. Blonde, right?
What's her, no, not the blonde. Sorry. The other. What's her name?
Well, she's kind of blonde. Brad Pitt and
Jennifer Aniston.
Yep.
Yeah. And then also, what's her name's in there? Who's really good? The girl.
Jeez. Yeah, of course.
You know what I mean? Oh, she's good.
Is this like the the sex and drama behind the scenes, like Matt Lauer, that kind of stuff?
Yes, exactly.
Okay. All right.
It's exactly the Matt Lauer type thing. It's a great show.
Reese Witherspoon?
Reese Witherspoon. Yeah. You got to watch. It's awesome.
Nah, I don't like that stuff.
Why?
Because it's all...
But it's true to life.
What is this?
It's Friday. I'm just in the mood, all right?
All right.
Okay, let's...
Hey, everybody, how we doing there? I'll tell you what, there's no better day to polka than a Sunday. You know what? We got this new song. I just wrote this one. It's called Polka on Sundays. Hey, Margie, get on up there and cut up a rug with the old man.
We'll be right back. Everybody knows
this song. This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
After my wife died, I felt like I lost everything, including my love of fishing. But one day, my granddaughter called, and I realized I still had a lot to look forward to. I got referred to a psychiatrist who explained depression can happen to anyone. Getting help doesn't make me weak. It makes me stronger. I just wish it made me better at fishing.
Mental health care is working for Diego. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
It's estimated that about 84% of Wisconsinites enjoy a fish fry at least a couple times a year. 42% say they go about once a month. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news for a Friday. And one of the most popular fish for that fry, yellow perch, a fish that was plentiful in Wisconsin at one time. Tammy Paoli, DNR fish biologist in Peshtigo, explains our history with yellow perch.
So yellow perch have a history going back for decades where for Friday night fish fries, this was the prime fish that people were interested in eating. And Green Bay is unique in that it supports the last remaining state-licensed commercial fishery for yellow perch in Lake Michigan. There is some tribal harvest that occurs in the northern part of the lake on the Michigan side. But Green Bay itself is the last state-run commercial fishery for yellow perch. And this is because we support a population of yellow perch where we have plenty of perch to go around for both the commercial industry and for sport anglers in Green Bay.
Tammy Paoli, the DNR fish biologist in Peshtigo. She said if you're wondering about the origin of the yellow perch on your plate tonight, bear in mind, Wisconsin's remaining commercial fishery harvests about 100,000 pounds of yellow perch every year, primarily circulated in the Green Bay area. The rest of the yellow perch probably coming from Lake Erie, where they harvest about 6.5 million pounds of perch every year.
Innovation, that's BioVet. Livestock producers rely on BioVet for microbial and nutritional support. Keeping livestock eating and productive. Make BioVet your trusted partner for your livestock health since 1991. Learn more at biodancevet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
With the Compere Financial Patronage Program, we share earnings with member owners of our cooperative. It's our way of saying, we are here. Here so you can pay down your loan faster or make a new investment in your operation. And that family vacation you've been putting off? Yep, we're here for that too. Learn more at compere.com/patronage. Compere Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2023, all rights reserved.
And a week from today, we'll learn the identity of the six finalists that would like to become our next Alice in Dairyland. The Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection will make the announcement and introductions at Landmark Resort in Egg Harbor next Friday. Remember, Door County will be hosting the final phase of interviews May 2nd through the 4th. I'm PM Yonke.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Mostly cloudy with a few flurries or scattered snow showers this morning, then mostly cloudy here through the afternoon. It's going to be a lot colder today, too, with a high of 32. The wind will be north at 10 to 20. Tonight, clear low of 12. Tomorrow, sunny 35. 47 Sunday. We're back into the 50s by Monday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
It's 2024. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you live across the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Jane Matt Nair.
And I'm Greg Bach.
Join us Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon as we break down the news and share some laughs along the way.
We're talking to politicians, we're talking to community leaders, and we're talking to anyone who has a story.
And we occasionally get a visit from an umbrella cockatoo. Join us for Matt Nair on Air, Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon.
Mino and the Mayor in the morning, and the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. Can't get enough of Mino and the Mayor? You can watch the show live right now on Facebook. Search for Mino and the Mayor or WGBW or Oshkosh Air Support and see the entire show unfold right before your eyes. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a good-looking Friday morning. What'd you say? It's going to be cold this weekend, though, right?
It is.
How cold?
But just 30s.
Yesterday was beyond belief nice.
But we're whining. It should be much cooler than that. So we got to appreciate what we got. But anyway, then next week, did you see there's a 60 on the calendar for next week, you guys,
really?
Wednesday?
Phenomenal. You know, I've been walking.
Yes.
What?
How? Are you walking?
I'm doing 5,000 steps.
Yeah, that's nothing.
All right. Hey, this segment brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Get 0% interest for up to 60 months. Imagine having beautiful Pella Windows and Doors installed, not having to make a payment for 5 years. Today is the deadline, February 23rd. Today is the day. Give them a call. Zero interest up to 5 years. Certain restrictions apply. Check it out. Visit PellaWI.com. Check them out today. There you go. What did you mean by that?
Wait, are we going back to my comment I made?
Thank you, Todd.
Did you hear me go?
Yeah, I did. But then
5,000 steps is good.
Thank you.
I mean,
with an artificial hip.
Do you do 5,000?
I got one
day,
hip,
Jim.
I don't.
I can tell you that.
I don't know. I don't wear all that tracking device and calorie counters and.
How's that going for you?
I wear one watch. That's it. So.
And when you do what? When you do what?
When I live. Just the last 20 years.
No,
I mean,
when you work
watch.
Out, how do you? Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't do all that noise. Why are you asking me how it works? Why don't you ask John?
What? I'm down 3 pounds.
I'm down 5.
You are not down 5.
Went to the doctor. Right. He goes, you know, like I know you wanted to lose more than that, but that is like 16,000 calories that, you know, that taking that 5 pounds off.
I wonder if there's something wrong with doctor's scales because I had a doctor's appointment this week.
Thank you.
But it was lower than I thought it was.
Oh, really?
Like I said, okay. Is this thing working? Because it
was. Wow.
So either I've lost weight or.
Nope.
Five. Yeah, what do you weigh?
That's not the point.
Yes, it is.
It's 5 pounds.
Give the number.
No, I want to go back. On
I'm 213 today.
I'm 227.
Jim?
You're 227?
Yeah.
You're only 213?
Yeah. That's why I said what? Yeah.
Wow, that's good. 220.
220? All right.
But I'm going to be at 200 soon.
All right.
Soon.
And then I talked about...
I'll shave my head the day you're 200.
Okay.
Now, here's motivation.
It's on the radio. Yeah.
I've got that on tape.
But I win, though. I mean...
You win? What do you win?
No, I said by when. Like, you can't give me till infinity.
Well, you always keep moving the finish line. I mean, you've been doing that forever, Jim.
Okay.
We'll be passing the finish line very soon again.
You won't shave your head. I don't know.
You won't get to 220. You won't get to 200.
Oh, yeah, I will, John.
The odds of me shaving my head are better than the odds of you getting to 200 pounds.
You really? Well, St. Baldrick's Day is,
16th, I think.
Yeah, but that's not, I'm not going to have it March. By then.
You'll never.
Not by. I will weigh less than 200.
Oh, my God.
Before.
Todd, please write this
down.
No,
write it down. Go ahead. I'll go. Before the ping pong ball drop. Before our anniversary.
God. That's not even a date.
The 26th.
We don't have. It's not going to happen.
Okay. June 7th is
How about before the pasty feed?
No. How about.
No. Okay. Go ahead. No, go ahead.
My birthday, yours is the 17th of March.
Uh-huh.
I called you on that day, and you thought I was calling to wish you a happy birthday. And I was like, oh, it's my birthday. Like, yeah, that's why I'm calling John. June 7th, I will be... John, I don't really
why
want
June
you to...
7th? What's June 7th?
It's my birthday. Okay. It's also Prince's birthday.
All right.
Oh,
that's right. You've mentioned it about 20 times.
Yeah, well, okay, we obviously don't listen.
Yeah.
I don't know if I want you to shave your head.
All right.
Because would you really? No,
would you really get down to 200 pounds?
Yes, but I don't want you to, I don't want to do something that's going to inflict pain on you. I do kind of like you. So let's do something else. You come up with something else.
Here, there is no shamed in shaved heads, Jim.
Okay. I'm not shaving. I would never shave my head.
Right.
I mean, I don't.
You will never
not
get
even
down
for
to
charity like the new community shelter. Somebody said I'll give you
$10,000.
Nope. Well, if it went to the community shelter.
$10,000.
Oh, boy, I don't know. I haven't had a shaved head since. I was a little kid, a little kid. Like,
did you get one? Did you do this too? As soon as school was out,
yeah,
you go to the barber, and they'd basically just the down to like nothing.
Yeah,
because then you didn't have to get a haircut all summer, basically.
Right,
yeah,
right,
we did too.
Right, that's
right.
No, I.
Ooh, you know what else I mentioned to somebody one day, and they were like, "What? How old are you?" I said, "I never had a shower growing up."
What?
Only had a bathtub. you have showers in your house?
Of course.
Did you really?
Didn't everybody?
No.
I never heard this.
I never had a shower. Only a bathtub. I took all my showers after practices.
I don't think I ever...
Quick poll. For anybody over the age of 40.
No.
Did you grow up with a shower or a bathtub only?
It's going to be 80%.
I'm bathtub only. No, it's 80... I bet I win this.
You won't. It's going to be 80%. We had a shower.
No,
everybody had a shower.
No, they didn't. Everybody had a bathtub. Nobody had a shower. Nobody.
Todd.
Todd, did you have a shower or a bathtub growing up?
Hey, good morning.
Hi, Beth. Both. You had both?
Everybody had both. John, don't. Why do you talk about stuff that's kind of a little bit embarrassing?
Who's that embarrassing?
But, you know, your dog. And
Beth, did you have a shower or a bathtub growing up?
Both.
You had both. Okay.
Right. Everybody had both. John, this is a poll that you're going to embarrass
Todd, quick poll on this, okay? Did you have a shower or a bathtub growing up?
Oh,
I don't have a bathtub.
All right, shower or bathtub growing up, if you want to text in right now and vote this morning, do so. Download the Civic Media app.
Yeah.
Choose WISS, WGBW.
You
got to
be over 40, though.
What's the question?
You're not over 40.
You're over 90.
Oh, yes, oh, you are? Okay. I was going to disqualify you.
What's the question?
I love your PBR hat.
Thank you.
I love your PBR hat.
Just wait. You got to get the question right. So you do this. You change the question three times in your poll. What is the question?
Did you have a shower growing up or just a bathtub? Shower or bathtub? That's the question.
But the answer is both.
No. If you had a shower, you had a shower.
Even if you had the bathtub, if you have a shower, that qualifies to shower.
Well, there's some, you know, showers that don't have bathtubs.
Oh, okay.
The walk-ins, right. And then for old people. You know, they
Todd,
wheel them in.
Todd, he's always
please,
looking for those angles.
Please,
well,
Todd,
no, I just,
please help me out.
Okay.
Please.
All right.
So right now, just to update you on that,
yeah.
100% only tub.
Thank you.
Okay. That's because he just scored John.
Good. See.
Okay.
So we've got Beth. It's Beth
Hi,
Parker,
Beth.
Right, Beth?
That's correct. Yep.
I love your Pabst Blue Ribbon cap.
Thank you.
You know, I was at Hagemeister the other night. The guy
cool.
sitting next to you, I told him, I said, he's drinking a long neck PBR. And I'm like, that brings back, like I said about the blackjack, that brings back so many memories. Every day I had to go to the basement, make sure my dad had two cold paps sitting in the refrigerator when he came home from work.
Yep.
Oh, that sounds good right now.
I know, right? And it just looked good. Do you drink PBR?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. Fantastic.
I was just wondering, I don't want to digress. I want to talk about you and this anniversary, but...
What anniversary?
We have beer here, and there's three missing, and I'm like, who drinks beer between 6 and 8 in the morning, because that's when our show's on, but evidently somebody does, and if you'd like one, there's 9 more.
Okay,
so.
I will confess.
Okay, John, let's move on.
No, it was when I was doing Pete Schwab's show. Pete Nice.
Oh, you
had
drank
one
at night.
It was 10 o'clock at night.
All right, that's fine.
Yes.
I thought it was a morning.
Wow.
Okay, all right, okay.
Your kids, I can see why your kids move to, like, all over the world. I can just see it. I will not be shocked when Milton runs away. I just will not be shocked.
Never happened.
Hi.
Hi.
So Beth is here. This is a very special day in the annals of American military. Today is the day. How many years would that be? 1940? 79 years ago today, United States troops were on Iwo Jima. And I said there's no better term, to be honest, it's a bloodbath, what they dealt with. And today was the day the flag went up. And it was not the end of the battle, not even close to the end of the battle. It went on for weeks afterwards. And in fact, several of the flag raisers were then killed in action shortly after.
Three of them.
And so your grandfather was there.
Yes.
But it was a unique story with your grandfather because he didn't sign up to go into Iwo Jima. He was a radio man with the Navy, correct? And they were so short of guys. So go ahead and please tell the story of your grandfather.
Sure. So my grandpa was actually listed as a Marine, and they moved him over into the Navy because they needed radio men. So he was on the USS Harry Lee, and that was a surgical ship. So what he would do is he would coordinate with the pilots to bring the wounded in off the island. And he was pretty badass on the day of the raising of the flag, because he probably could have been a part of actually raising the flag, but he was too busy prying some lettering off of a Japanese plane that they had shot down.
For a souvenir.
So, yeah, he brought it home. It's on display at the VA hospital. So it's pretty epic.
Yeah. So. What was his job on Iwo Jima? I mean, I know you wanted as a radio man, but then what else did he end up doing? Didn't he have to pick up bodies and things like that?
No, he said, well, the things that I remember him saying that really stick out in my mind is he was saying how he felt so bad for the Marines the night before they actually were going to be coming to to Iwo Jima because he said that they all knew that they were going to be dead the next day.
Wow.
And then he said that when they pulled up that all the bodies were still floating in the water and nobody had collected them yet. So that was, you know, hard for them to see that.
How was he about it in his later years talking about it?
I actually did not even know anything about it until probably the summer of 2013.
Okay.
And he never talked about it because, I mean, when the war ended and they went into San Diego after, you know, the celebrations in the streets and everything, they all were handed $5 or $500 each, and then they were put on a train back to the Midwest and told to never talk about it again.
Wow.
So he was, I don't know that I knew, he was transferred, huh? Right out of the Marines? I mean, the Marines are the ones
They would also, the Marines would also take the Navy corpsmen and put them in the Marines as well. All the corpsmen for the Marines were actually Navy guys. And a lot of guys that I know, you know, join the Navy, think, this will be great. I'll be in a ship. And then it's like, oh, by the way, now you're with the Marines. Because the Navy owns the Marines, basically. The Marines are under the Navy.
But Marines, we've had, you know, with Johnny here, we've had a lot of military people on, and Marines are, they're all very proud, but the Marines really like the Marines. And that's why I thought maybe he would have some trepidation of being transferred, but he didn't talk about that. He was just
a good soldier. He was very, you know, willing to
do whatever it takes,
yeah,
right?
Whatever was necessary. So, and I mean, and that's pretty astonishing to me for someone who just, you know, was fresh graduating from high school and
right.
only 18 years old. So both him and his brother, like I said, they were listed as Marines, and his brother actually stayed with the Marines. Well,
so tell me again, I just want to hear, what's in the VA clinic? And I've been there many times. Yeah, I'm not sure I saw that.
Yeah, I can actually, I have a picture of it.
Oh, okay.
But he has... there's a little display that's set up, and
the VA clinic here in Green Bay?
No, in Appleton.
Oh, in Appleton. Right, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that's why I didn't see it.
It's the Bradley Clinic, isn't it?
Actually, I'm not even sure what the name is.
All right, John, I'm going to read a little excerpt from one of my guys in Iwo Jima, okay?
Okay.
This guy's from Escanaba. We were hunkered down under a cliff when I heard a corpsman yell, "Hey, I need some help over here." He was about 50 feet away, so me and another guy from my crew sort of crawled over. The corpsman was trying to take care of two guys who had been hit. He told me to hold a bottle of plasma on one guy while he worked on the other. I looked at the wounded Marine and thought he looked sort of familiar, so I asked him his name. He said, "Bob, hey, I know you. You're a Vinette from Escanaba. We grew up a block apart from each other." He had been wounded in the shoulder. He said, "How bad am I hit?" I said, "Nah, you don't look too bad, just hitting the shoulder." He says, "Yeah, but I don't think I'll be able to play ball anymore." Isn't that something for somebody from his thing? Wow. And then one other one here. This is from Bob Young of Green Bay. "There was no easy way to take out pillboxes. You would lay down as much firepower as you could and hope one of our guys had enough time to get up there and throw in a hand grenade. That's all you could do. The chances are you might get hit, but it's the only way you were going to get it done and what needed to get done. We didn't have any flamethrowers or tanks when we started out. I remember one pillbox that we tried going at for two straight days. We knew we had to kill the gunners in there, but they kept replacing them as quickly as we killed them. We'd gotten a hold of some charges. We'd send one guy up with a shaped charge to drop it down the air hole on top of the pillbox. Holy cripes." Which is, they wow. almost, every guy, World War II, that was cripes. Their favorite. "Holy cripes. That pillbox would just shudder. You hoped you had everybody, but you never knew. They just had a knack for disappearing and then popping back up." And then Bob, also in that story, talked about, and this is something you and I kind of talked about. He said when they saw the flags go up, all the ships, you know, blasted their horns and everything. And he said guys were falling on their knees and praying and crying, okay? Not because they thought it was over, but they basically said they were praying to stop the killing. Right. Not just their own people, but even with the Japanese.
Right.
They were sick to their stomach over just so much killing that they were praying, just stop the killing. Wow. And didn't your grandfather kind of say that too?
Yeah, he actually said that. He said it was really hard. He said we didn't want to kill them, but we had to because they wouldn't surrender.
Yeah.
And it was just unfortunate because the Japanese leader at the time
We got to send for a quick break. Okay. Hold that thought. This is a really important thought. We got Beth Parker here. Today's the 79th anniversary of the flag raise in Iwo Jima. Her grandfather was there. More on this as soon as we come back.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
I joined the Carpenters Union 15 years ago as an apprentice. Got free training and have been able to advance. Now I'm a superintendent running high-profile projects in Green Bay that change the city skyline. I'm looking for skilled and experienced carpenters. If you want to join my team with great pay, better benefits, and a chance to advance, apply today. Call 920-469-1146 to apply. That's 920-469-1146.
You know, I hope this is the best hour of your life. I'll tell you that. The Kripes Cast, folks.
Comedian Mary Mack.
He's noticed a very sizable increase on people off the lake coming onto our lake to fish it. You don't want everything to be popular and known about. That seems to be the way I also approach my comedy, Charlie. I think there's a theme.
Kripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Hey, welcome back. Mind on the Mayor here. Once again, today is the 79th anniversary of the flag raising on Iwo Jima, one of the most iconic images in military history. Oh, yeah. And your grandfather was there, and he saw it happen. And again, 18... Oh, look at this. You know, that's the one thing I took back when I did my old trips over the Middle East. The one thing I took back is that we send really young people to war. Look at him right there.
Yeah. We're on radio, but we're looking at a picture of her grandfather. This guy
on Iwo Jima,
16.
It looks like 19. He should be sitting in algebra class,
right.
In school.
Yes, exactly. When he started talking about all this, it took me a long time to process, and I had to try to understand, and I think that it really just made me realize how lucky we are.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. I, hope that my generations and the ones below me also appreciate and understand what these guys went through.
But think about this. I mean, in a bad way, but if he didn't make it, so many guys didn't make it.
Yes.
You wouldn't be here.
Exactly.
Your kids wouldn't be around if you have kids. But
yes,
they would. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Think about that with one, one person, how that affects a family.
Right. And that's exactly... everything happens for a reason, and he was very lucky because, like I said, with him being listed as the Marine and they moved him over to the Navy, he wouldn't have made it with being the Marine.
Had he stayed in the Marine, yeah.
Right, so, yeah.
Wow. So, I know you said he didn't talk, and a lot of guys didn't talk about it. Mm-hmm. I was fortunate with my books that when I did talk, a lot of these guys were at that point now of, okay, I've held it for 70 years.
Right.
I'll get it out one time type of thing. Did he ever do that?
That's exactly what happened.
Okay.
On this day, I just very, remember the day very clear. I just called him on the phone. It was some random summer day. And I'm hey, I'm going to stop over and just show you some pictures of the kids. And I stopped over there. And then he's oh, I want to show you some pictures. And he starts bringing out all these pictures from...
And you had never seen them before?
Nope. And like I said, he never talked about it either. So I, was a deer in headlights.
I'll bet.
Mm-hmm. And it was, I felt very grateful that he felt comfortable enough with talking to me about it. But I feel like he reached a certain point in his life where he was okay.
Exactly.
With handling and talking about it. Being at that age at only 18 and... having to go off and do that. And I said, you're so brave. And he's like, well, we had to do what we had to do. And, he said it really made men out of them. So.
Wow.
And to the point where he almost missed out on, he went from a kid, a boy, to a man.
Right, exactly.
He was never the same, I'll bet.
Yeah.
Right.
And they gave up, they risked their lives, but they gave up a period of life that is kind of fun.
Yeah.
The cars, dating, all that, but they just went from, a high school boy to a comeback.
Literally from high school to that.
Yes. Right. Yep.
So.
Exactly.
Did he talk then more? So you went into this initial meeting and it was kind of uncomfortable, but he's the one who said, look, I've got some pictures I want to show you. And was there more of
Yes.
That was a follow-up. Okay.
So there was a lot more, and I did a lot of interviewing with him after because I wanted to document everything and to keep everything very fresh so that, you know, I had just everything under, I just wanted to be able to have everything.
Documented?
Right, yeah. Exactly. And I think I had asked him, I'm like, how do you have all these pictures? And he said, well, he kept a little camera in the front pocket of his shirt.
Because guys weren't supposed to carry cameras.
Exactly, and I asked him about that, and he said, yeah, they didn't really bother me at all.
And the reason they didn't want guys writing diaries or having cameras because they thought if they were killed or captured by the Japanese, there might be something intelligence-wise that the Japanese could use.
That makes sense to me.
Right. Yeah.
Wow. But he
is this him in this picture here?
Yes.
Again, he looks 16.
Right.
Incredible.
So he kind of bent the rules, but he did.
He did a lot of bending of the rules. I mean, like I said, when they went through, when they went to Tokyo to sign peace treaty, you know, he went into a business and just grabbed that gun.
That's right. You tell me about that. That's where we went to break. Tell me the story about the Japanese rifle. Because
right.
guys weren't supposed to send back right. things like that either.
And that was shocking to me, too, because I couldn't. That was so mind-blowing. And I'm like, how did you, this gun, it was a Japanese gun. And I said, how did you get that? Oh, well, it was just like a nonchalant thing that he just went in and grabbed it. And he packaged it up and sent it in the mail home to his parents. And
that's unreal. That got through.
That's awesome.
Exactly.
And that's right. It got through.
And it's got the bayonet on it.
Right. And back then you could do that stuff. You could get away with, you know, mailing that stuff.
Yeah.
So I guess.
But they weren't supposed to.
Exactly. And I asked him about that too. I was like, weren't you worried that it was going to get confiscated? He's like, oh no, not at all.
Because I know some guys that would take stuff apart and send like one piece 1 week and then another piece, another, you know what I mean?
They'll never figure this out.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
So you're honoring your grandfather.
Right.
And today's a very special day. Right. 79 years ago, he was there at this raising of the flag. What type of things are you doing? You're in the Appleton Museum, right?
Yes.
Or the Appleton VA Clinic, I should say.
Yes. And he also is in some of the museums down in Florida. And there was also a lady who published a book, and she's there's a section of the book that is actually about his story and him being on the island that day.
Wow.
Yeah. You know, I don't want to tell you what to do, but I kids need to know this. And
right.
You're not firsthand, but you are blood when it comes.
Right.
And to go and, you know, and they're interested. I mean, these kids, yeah. You'd be surprised when you go into, right, Johnny? You go into these high schools, colleges, you're like, really? This?
Yeah. Right.
It's not, I mean, 80, 79 years ago, that's not that long ago, right? I mean, it's just, these people.
Well, those pictures you have of him and later, I mean, it just looks like your grandpa. Like, you know,
right.
I mean,
right.
This is,
yeah.
So that would be.
This isn't Civil War.
Something, yeah, I don't know
right.
if you do that now, but that's a very rewarding.
Yes, it is. And I actually reached out to John because I was looking for any, you know, some sort of platform that I could just.
Right.
You know, honor him and have him recognized. And I, you know, reached out to several newspapers, and it was very frustrating because, you know, I wasn't getting any
response.
Right.
Yeah. That doesn't surprise me. I mean, they're just more interested in a lot of other things than they are in what's really important sometimes. So, but you need to take this on yourself and just call the principal, call the superintendent mm-hmm. and say, look, I'd like to go and give some talks.
Right.
And you're going to be rewarded by that. I mean, you're going to feel good and your grandpa's going to feel really good.
Yes.
Well, all the respect and admiration in the world for him and for you keeping that alive. I think that's so important what you're doing. Keep carrying that banner.
I will.
He deserves it.
Yes, definitely.
And all those people that never got off the island deserve it.
Absolutely. I agree with you.
Beth, thank you so much for sharing
this.
Thank you. This is really great.
Thank you for having me.
All the respect in the world for your grandfather.
Thank you.
And all the guys that fought on Iwo Jima. All right. We're going to set a quick break. We'll be back with more right after this. The Marine that went to war.
Gather around me, people. There's a story I would tell.
Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street, the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Hey, everybody, it's Todd Allball. Friday, noon to 3, we have Brady Ewing on talking sports and also more live from Hayward at the Birkenbeiner right here on the Civic Media Ready Network.
but just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. Not one based on Carol. She's more focused on hitting a high note than the car in front of her. Why pay a rate based on anyone else? Get one based on you with DriveWise from Allstate.
Not available in Alaska or California. Subject to terms and conditions. Rates are determined by several factors, which vary by state. In some states, participation in DriveWise allows Allstate to use your driving data for purposes of rating. While in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving. Generally, safer drivers will save with DriveWise. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.